I'm recording this podcast so quickly. I have a telehealth appointment with a physio in 10 minutes. Oh my God. I've got to get my shiz together. I didn't do anything on my book this past weekend, and it leaves me in a state of feeling dirty about the entertaining industry. By the way, this is the Not an Author podcast, and my name is Courts, and I am writing a book, but I'm not an author, and I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to be doing this, but here I am. I'm just pushing it out. I'm pushing these words out as often as I can. This is episode 5 now, so there's 4 more if you want to catch up. Anyway, what happens when I don't push myself consistently is I then step back and I think, why are you bothering doing this? And I think this is why I've never stuck out anything when it comes to the social media aspect and the podcasting aspect, because there is a certain level of pushing yourself onto people, which we've spoken about in episodes past, and I have to push past that in order to feel okay about what I'm doing, because everyone's doing it and I don't judge anyone for doing it. I'm not looking at someone going, oh my God, I wish they would stop pushing their business on me. No, I think, oh, good for them. Oh, they've got the stamina that I do not have. I do not possess. I'm trying to keep up with that stamina so that this is not a wasted opportunity. I am trying to, you know, celebrate like the small wins, the wins are getting 100 follows on Instagram, getting 200 follows on Instagram, whatever it happens to be. The small wins are a random person listening to this podcast, not just my friend. But the thing is, I've just moved rooms, so if it became echoey, sorry about that. I'll move again. The thing is, for whatever reason, even though I'm in it and I have been in it for over a decade, I find the entertainment industry a dirty thing to be a part of, and not dirty, you know, like in a weird sexual sort of a way, dirty in terms of, because there is so much self-promotion, because there is so much shoving of shit down people's throats, you feel a little bit dirty when it comes to all of that. You just feel like, oh, this isn't a real job. My radio job isn't a real job. I should have a real job where I help people and I don't know. I go to work at a normal time, and I don't even know what a normal job is anymore, to be fair. Because all the jobs that I go for have to do with the entertainment industry in some way. Even if I was to now start going for jobs outside of radio, they would be in the media section of a company, which has to do with entertainment a lot of the time. And I watch TV. Part of my problem is I probably shouldn't be watching TV at the end of a day. I should be writing my book or doing my counselling diploma. But I'm not. I'm sitting down and I'm watching TV, or I'm watching Instagram reels or whatever. People entertaining me. That's all it is. That's what the entertainment industry is. It's people making things that I can consume in my personal time, and I don't judge them for it, and yet I judge myself for it. And so in some way, what I have done in the entertainment industry as a radio announcer has entertained someone. Whether or not you thought I was a good radio announcer, someone did. People thought it enough to keep listening and calling into the show and getting our ratings up and yada, yada, yada. And so I helped someone. One day, someone was having a bad day at work and they turned on my radio show at the end of the day, and I made them laugh and I helped that person. I made them laugh at the end of a crappy day. And the entertainment industry doesn't need to be dirty. It doesn't need to be a bad thing. One of my radio friends pointed that out to me when I said to her, I feel like I need to be doing something more where I'm helping people, or I'm, you know, doing a greater deed to society than making someone on the radio laugh. And she goes, well, why would you diminish that? That is a great skill to have, but it's also a great thing in someone's day where they've had a bad time and you've helped them. And you may never see that person, but it happened. And I think that's part of the problem, is that you never see the reaction. You never feel the reaction. And people will say, oh, you should do stand-up comedy or something. By the way, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I would never be A, funny enough for that, or B, have the confidence for that. But that would be where my anxiety would also stop me, is that I don't want to know that no one in the audience laughed. I don't want to know that. Being on radio shielded me from that. It gave me the opportunity to assume that I was doing something funny on the radio because my co-host laughed, or someone called in, or we got a message through the Instagram page or whatever. But if no one laughed, I never knew. I never knew. And I loved that. Everyone could have just been talking behind my backs about how unfunny I was, but it didn't matter. I was still getting paid to be funny or to have an opinion on something. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. This industry, the entertainment industry, which includes writing books, is not dirty. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. It's like I just have to repeat that to myself. And so when I have a weekend like I've just had, where I chose to do my counseling diploma instead of doing my writing of my book, because I spend time away from it and I'm not posting on the Instagram as much as I should be or probably want to be or whatever, I then go, oh God, stop wasting your time. Stop wasting other people's time. You've been doing it for 2 weeks now. You've only got 130 followers. Just leave it alone. Like, who cares? Just leave it alone. You're just another blip. No, 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 no. The entertainment industry is not dirty. The entertainment industry feeds you your entertainment in so many different forms. Do you love true crime documentaries? You probably love the podcasts. You probably love the books. And that's all entertainment industry. And the people who are providing us that entertainment are not dirty. We're not dirty for giving you something that you can listen to, that we're doing for free from our bedroom in Norfolk Island, or that we're doing for a lot of money on a big screen. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a whole heap of the entertainment industry that is dirty, and I don't need to specify what that is. It starts at the top and it trickles down. But in terms of this, this is not dirty entertainment. If you're listening to this and you're a writer or you're a podcaster or you're a producer of videos or whatever, you're in the entertainment industry, your job is not dirty, and you don't have to feel bad that you are doing a job in entertainment, no matter how many people in your life have made you feel like doing a job in entertainment is dirty. You're making someone's day by what you're doing, and it's basically that simple. Now, I don't have time to read an excerpt from my book. Excerpt. Oh my God, I can't say that word. There's some words I can't say. I'm not very good at saying rural. Rural. Anyway, I don't have time to find something from the book today. So I was just going to read you one of my poems. By the way, I posted some poems and I realized I posted the unedited versions. So I deleted them. I'll repost them eventually. I like writing poems. I like doing it just when it comes to me. I don't want to like ever force things. So sometimes I write poems a lot, and then sometimes I just write one once in a blue moon. This one is called Embodiment. Soft around the edges, shiny purple lines, dotted legs and face and arms, baby hairs so fine. Dimples where there's not meant to be, and that little pouch of mine forgives me for my steady sins each and every time. I don't think that one really needs explaining. But yeah, I really like that one, and I really like you for listening to this podcast. I'll see you soon. I've got a physio appointment I've got to go to. Bye.